got Alfred calling from Kingsburg, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Hello, Alfred. Can we get your question real quick? Right under the wire.
Yes, really quick.
All right.
Okay. Is Plan B, the morning after pill, is it okay in case of rape or incest? I was arguing with somebody about this, and I wasn't quite sure, and they seemed to be like they answered me like they knew what they were talking about. So what does the church teach? I want to get the truth from you guys.
Great question.
First thing, and I know I have to be quick. First thing is, let me give you a resource. Get the book by Dr. Janet Smith and Dr. Chris Kazor. It's called Life Issues, Medical Choices. They have a chapter. It's not terribly long, but they have a chapter on this very topic. And I would encourage you to read that book to get a more well-rounded answer. The church tells us, and common sense and right reason tell us. Oh, there we go.
There we go. We've got a minute. Fire.
Anytime any kind of contraception is used that is abortifacient, I'm not getting into the issue of contraception as such, but specifically abortifacients are always intrinsically evil because they take the life of an innocent child. So in the Plan B, if it's used to spontaneously abort an already conceived child, that is always gravely wrong.
Yes. So you have to, as best you can, there has to be moral certainty anyway that that's not going to happen.
Right.
In order to.
That can be very difficult.
Yeah. I wish we had more time, Alfred.